Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 15. This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
Please, have your Bibles open to Matthew chapter 6, starting with verse 9. Either your Bibles or your electronic versions, whatever you have. But it's so important that we have the Bible open before us. Somebody I was speaking to just recently was saying how they were blessed by reading the Word of God. You know, as the preacher was preaching, the guy said to me, you know, sometimes when I could admit that this preacher is preaching, I begin to look out the windows, see people who are walking by, look and the birds fly, and a bit distracted. And then I get back and put my mind back on the Bible, and all of a sudden God shows me something. Not what the preacher is preaching, but shows me something. And this is the reason I'd like you to have your Bibles open. You know, whoever we are, however insignificant we feel, we make all the difference in the world because we are on the front line. First, as a son or as a daughter of the King, we are a child of God. Our value, our worth, our significance, and our life is on the front line, flows from this identity. You know, this is often called the Lord's Prayer. I think a better name, in my opinion, would be the Family Prayer. It's the Lord's Prayer only in the fact that it was the Lord Jesus who taught the disciples how to pray. Either to use the words themselves, which is terrific, or use it as a pattern for their prayers. Jesus wouldn't have needed to pray this prayer. He wouldn't need to be forgiven, would he? He wouldn't need to ask for his daily bread. He is God himself. But he gave it to his disciples as a model to use. And it says so much. Notice too in this prayer that everything is in the plural. Our Father, give us today. Forgive us our sins. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us. It's in the plural. We should be praying it as a group of people. And only Christians can really pray or even want to pray this prayer. Because only Christians can call God our Father. A person who is not a Christian is not a child of God. Yes, God made that person, but he does not have that relationship with God as a father or as a father-child. And the Bible says that if we are not a child of God, we are the enemy of God. I forgot. I use this thing and I don't know how to do it. I always do it wrong. Yeah, that's where we are. Okay. Also, a person who is not Christian would not want God's will done, either in heaven or upon this earth. Especially upon this earth, because the non-Christian is so concerned about his own well-being, his own things, and want what they want. Very often, non-Christians want something more than just enough for each day. But they want to build up treasures. Material things means a lot. person who is not a Christian. Because that's the only thing they know about. You know, as you listen to the news, and you, sad, terrible news, this Michael's praying, you hear tragedies happening, and so often people, they don't want to forgive, they want revenge. Not only just countries fighting against each other, but individuals. They say, I can never forgive that person for what they've done. But when a person does, you hear a person on the news that says, I forgive those people, though a tragic thing is done. It makes the headlines. Because it's not the way of society today. And the non-Christian lives for pleasure in all its senses, to stimulate and to please themselves. So I don't think a Christian, a non-Christian, could pray this prayer or even want to pray it and mean it. Notice too, when Jesus was talking about a bit further up, this prayer is not to be babbled like a pagan prayer. It's not to be said over and over and over without meaning, without thinking about the words. You know, we Christians can sometimes repeat words and say them and not really think what we are. Very often we sing hymns and songs. And we sing the songs and the tunes are great. But do we really stop and listen to what we're singing? Do we really mean what we're singing? May God forgive us and give us a heart to mean what we sing and what we pray. But this prayer starts off with the assurance of our identity as children of God. Our Father. What comfort those words should give a Christian. We have a Heavenly Father who's closer than our own parents, who cares for us more bountifully, who loves us more deeply. By saying our Father, it reminds us of just who we are, a child of God. We are a brother, sister of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we pray this prayer, it aligns us with His purposes in the world. Your kingdom come, your will be done. When we pray this prayer, we're asking God to fulfill His purposes out here on in the earth and in heaven. It means that we're willing to submit to His will and not just our own. Like Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, not what I will, but what you will. And we pray, and when we pray this and mean it, we become more like Jesus. It helps us on the front line doing what God would have us to do. It affirms an attitude of constant reliance on Him for our daily need. Give us this day our daily bread. All that we have comes from God. And we need to rely on Him. We need to realize that He's the one that supplies it. I've been rereading the events of the Exodus in the first 5 books of the Bible. And all through this time, God provided the food. He provided water for them. He provided meat for them. And during that time of 40 years, their clothes did not wear out, or their shoes wear out. The fashion industry went out of business. And we are commanded time and time again that reminded time and time again, it wasn't them that got what they had. It was God who provided it. We are told to be content with what we have. Later on in Matthew, Jesus teaches disciples not to worry about food, drink, what they're going to wear, and so forth. Because all of these things will be given to us. It's what the non-believers go after. We're to seek God first and His righteousness. And all of these things will be given to us as well. When we think and acknowledge that it is God who provides for us, we should be thankful and give thanks for the daily food. I know it's bought in a shop, but it's God who still provides it. A non-Christian friend sent me this message the other week, and he said, "There's enough for all our need, but not for our greed. Give us this day our daily bread." This prayer also affirms our need for forgiveness, God's power and protection. "Forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." When we pray this prayer, we are reminded that we need to be forgiven. And we need to forgive others. In fact, if you note, it says, "Forgive us in the same way that we forgive others." How would you like God to forgive you in the way that you forgive other people who hurt you? Rather sobering, isn't it? Look at verse 15 there, or 14. "If you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." That is very strong words. When we pray this prayer, we acknowledge the pull of the world and the temptations that come our way, and just how much we need to have the help of the Lord Jesus to resist the evil one. I'm going to do something that Paul did last week. Those of us who were there, remind you, I'm going to read it through, the passage again, in a sort of an ordinary, normal way. And then I'm going to read it slowly. I just want you to think upon what we're actually reading. And it goes this way. Verse 9. You can follow along in your Bibles if you like, please. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive others, people, when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins." Okay, more slowly this time. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." This week's film, we see four characters at the end of the day, back home, tasks completed, reflecting on their value before God and the people and the tasks that God has entrusted to them. So, if we can play the film, it's just 2 minutes at that.
Evening comes.
Lay tasks to rest.
Thoughts reflecting on the day. the gifts you give,
the people you trust me with. What an honor it is
to work within your plan.
You know my name.
For the work you give me, your strength sustains. Yet I am more to you than instrument.
I am son, daughter, friend.
In my inmost, knit to you.
Inseparable. Invaluable. Loved.
Celebrated.
Heard. Pursued.
Grace abounding.
Found in you.
My work could not win this gift from you.
Okay. I'd like us to pray this prayer together. Let's read this together, pray this together. Thank you, Father God, for your amazing grace expressed to us in Christ Jesus. May we increasingly know the breadth and depth of your love for us as your Spirit roots this truth in us through our daily lives. What happened? No. Oh, yes, that's right. Okay, I can't read. Okay. As we are scattered this week, we pray that you will shape us in the likeness of Christ. For we are your handiwork, created to bring joy and to be your people in the world. Amen.